Welcome to Real Talk, Real Women, Breaking the Silence Around Abuse. I am Gemma Serenity Gorokoff, your host, and today we have Elizabeth Miles. She is the founder of March Force Media Company. Welcome, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for being here today. My first question for you, can you please introduce yourself with an emphasis on the kind of abuse you overcame in your life?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for asking. So as Gemma said, my name is Elizabeth Miles. I spent almost 20 years in an emotionally and verbally abusive relationship. I had my ex-husband. We met, and within, I would say, 3 to 4 months, we were engaged. There was all the love bombing happening, and we were engaged and planning a wedding. And shortly after that engagement happened, I found out he was having an affair online. And I contemplated calling off the wedding, and decided not to out of fear. I was so concerned with what would people think if I did. Would it make me a bad person if I left him? And so I went through with the wedding. And then for the next 20 almost years, every 4 to 6 months, there was another affair or another group of affairs that would pop up. And through the large majority of that time, every time I found out, I already knew. There was that little intuitive nudge that said, he's doing it again, he's doing it again. And I would approach him and ask, is there something going on? Is there something happening that I need to know about? And he would say, no, you're crazy. There's nothing going on. And then inevitably, the evidence would pop up and I would present it. And he would say, I don't know what you're talking about. You're crazy. Everything was always sort of my fault. There was one specific incident where he actually said to me, you have no proof. This is all in your head and you don't know what you're talking about. And so from that, I felt very stuck, very lost, very alone, very trapped in my own fear of what would happen. What would it mean for me to get out of this relationship? And that's where I kept myself for almost 20 years of my life, just constantly wondering if I was good enough, if he was going to cheat again. There was other abuse. He faked a mental illness. He convinced his therapist that I was the crazy one. I had a therapist tell me that I was being too controlling because I would not let him have an affair. Yeah, I spent a very long time wondering if I was the problem. And in some ways, I have come to discover that I was. But eventually, after we had gone through so many separations and coming back together, we went on a camping trip in 2019. Yeah, almost 5 years ago. Almost 5 years ago to tomorrow, I think. We were on a camping trip. We had gotten to the campsite and he was setting up the tent. And I heard a voice. I was standing by a stream and I literally heard a voice that said to me, this is where you pivot. And I had no idea where it came from, but I heard it loud and clear and I knew I had to pay attention. And so the next day we were on this hike, hiking a mountain, and I was extremely paralyzed with my own fear. I was telling myself things like, you're not good enough. Why are you here? How could you be hiking this mountain? People are going to laugh at you. In reality, we were the only ones there that day. We got to this resting point. I was having panic attacks, but this is where you pivot kept coming back to mind. And in those moments when I would hear, this is where you pivot, I recognized that if I just focused on something else, that fear would go away. Not go away completely, but it was manageable to the point where I could have a conversation. I could breathe. I could enjoy the experience that I was sitting in. And that completely changed my entire life. And within 6 months, he was out. Whereas for almost 20 years prior, I could not get myself to leave, to walk away.
What is pretty interesting in your story, Elizabeth, is that length of time of allowing fear to keep you in under its grip.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you know it's the end, there is another 6 months going through, meaning that fear still has a very strong hold over you, even though you start to know what will be the very likely next step out of this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that the first pivotal moment is 6 months before the end, hearing that voice giving you a very clear guidance. This is where your life pivots. Mm-hmm. What happened 6 months later that allowed you or pushed you or provoked you to actually put an end to that fear? Start to dance with fear, as this is what you love to do with your people now.
Yeah, so the next 6 months were pretty interesting. I had started to hear, prior to that time, I really did not hear the word narcissist before that, but I kept seeing it. It kept, when I would open my Instagram feed, I would see a post about narcissism or narcissistic abuse. When I would go onto YouTube, these things would just somehow filter into my awareness. And I was in the library one night, walking around, and literally a book just sort of appeared. It like fell off the shelf in my path. And I say that, I know that sounds weird and crazy, but I swear it literally fell off the shelf and did not belong where it was supposed to, where it was. And it was a book about domestic abuse and narcissistic abuse. And I said, okay, well, I clearly need to read this. So I sat down and I started to open up and start skimming through some of it. And it was all about marriages and other types of relationships that narcissistic abuse had an impact. And it was describing all of the situations that had gone on for these couples. And as I'm reading and realizing, he said this, this is what happened. Like, it was almost textbook my life. And that was another wake up call. Like, this whole time I knew internally that I needed to go, but I was so afraid to let myself listen to the intuition. So the day we dropped my son off to college, this was now, so that I heard this is where you pivot in April. We get to August. He's now left and come back twice. The day we move my son into college, I find he's having another affair, which he swears he's going to end. And that's the point where I'm like, you're just not going to change. And mind you, I had over time said to him, look, if you do not want to be with me, don't be with me. Like, I'm okay with that. Like, it will hurt, sure. But at the same time, like, clearly there's a reason you're doing what you're doing, and it really, really seems like you don't want this relationship with me. And he kept saying, no, but I do, but I love you. I don't know what's wrong with me. And, you know, he told me he was a sex addict. He said he had other types of emotional disorders. So about a week after we got home from dropping my son off at college, we were out to dinner and he says to me, and I will never, ever forget, he was trying to say to me that his dissociative part wanted to rape me. And I said to him, you know, that really doesn't sit well with me. I don't really like that. And I'm really concerned. And he said to me, I don't understand what the big deal is. Like, you're making a lot out of nothing. That was probably the end of it for me at that point. Cause I felt so violated and he just was not like, didn't care. I was the problem. And I think within a week after he left, I said, that was it. We had a fight and I went, get out. I'm not doing this anymore. I hit the boiling point and was not, that was it.
So you were able to have him leave your home?
Yes.
Congratulations. That's
not easy at all. It took a long time to get there, but I got there.
I mean, and that also means another thing. When you told him you out, there was so much certainty in your voice, in your posture, in your energy, that he did not feel one ounce of possibility to not leave.
Nope.
He saw one way out, regardless where he goes. Wow. On a narcissist. Wow. Yeah, you have something to teach people. That is a fact.
It was a long time. And honestly, like that's why I do what I do now. Because to some degree, I recognize the fact that you will go when you're ready. You know, people ask me all the time, why didn't you leave? I was too afraid to and too stuck in my own head to leave. I want people to understand that they have the power to make other choices for themselves. They don't have to wait 20 years and hope and pray that something better comes along. And I was trying to wait for somebody else to tell me it was okay to go.
And you know better than anybody else that external validation is not what you are really after. Internal validation is what truly matters.
Yep. But going through it, I just hoped and prayed somebody gave me the green light. And going to therapy on my own with him, no one said, you know, you can walk out. You don't have to do this. Not a single one. We went to multiple couples therapists. And I don't want people to walk through life feeling that they have to wait for that permission. Externally, you know, you get to give yourself permission to walk out. You get to give yourself permission to be happy and to give yourself permission to heal your life. Because once you walk out from the narcissist, there is a whole host of healing that's got to happen. And it takes time and patience and grace. But more than anything else, if you don't allow yourself to do it, if you're waiting for someone else to tell you it's okay to do it, it makes the journey that much harder.
It does. It does. We have a few episodes on Real Talk, Real Women with the title of the episode, Give Yourself Permission. Mm-hmm. Because that is a key element to take back your own power, to realize that you are in charge of your own happiness. You know, what made me leave my first abusive husband was to hear that key word. No, you do not have the right to be happy. You have the duty to be happy. And I was like, what? Oh, but if I have the duty to be happy, it cannot be with that man. I'm out. And I left.
That's amazing. Left,
like, done. What I'm not saying is that right after I started another 10-year relationship, still abusive, still not good. But that mechanism, you have the duty to be happy, and only you can give yourself permission to be happy. Nobody else.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And the power to pivot is all about that empowerment, right? At any given moment, you have the power to choose a completely different path for your life. Whether that means you need to leave the abusive relationship, or you're starting a business, or you just need to get yourself to work in a better place to go to that 9 a.m. meeting, right? Like, at any given moment, it's big things, small things, medium-sized things that happen in life, but we have the power within us to choose for ourselves. And it's so easy to forget that. Fear sets in and we don't even recognize that it's fear, right? Like, the fear will come in terms of things like guilt, feeling guilty, anxious, ashamed, the way we talk to ourselves, how we show up in relationships, how we show up in business, or in our employment. Like, fear will derail your life if you don't start to recognize it. And you can walk through life, dance through life with it, because it's never fully going to go away. It's not a bad thing, but it's never going to fully go away.
That is true. There is another book that is called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. I think it is, yep, Susan something. I don't remember the last name. That is exactly how you can go about fear. Well, and it's what is interesting is that when you tame your own fear and you do not allow your fear to dictate your next steps, or your not next steps, I should even say, that transformational relationship with your own fear is what will gently, slowly but surely, sets you free.
Absolutely. There becomes this almost radical accountability that you have for yourself when you start to practice dancing with fear. There's this awareness, and the healing process never fully ends, right? We're spiraling through life, spiraling through this process where every time you're moving to the next chapter, you're ready to up level, you're about to get to the next pivot point, things are going to happen that will trigger you and will remind you of things that you thought you've healed and that you were over. And you're going to ask yourself, why is this even coming up again? I thought I've healed this, we're good, but I'm not, clearly I'm not. And really what's happening is you're just looking at it from a completely different perspective. And so now you've learned new things, you've got some more tools under your tool belt. That mindful muscle is a little bit stronger, maybe your intuitive muscle. And so now you're ready to look at it from an even deeper perspective. And so it will start to come up again and again. But this is how you dance with the fear, because you have that awareness. You will see it for the mask that it's wearing.
Thank you for expressing it with so much accuracy, Elizabeth. That's really important. So tell us a little bit about your business, because now it's been a few years that you are going through these heart-led, soul-led business, because it's your soul purpose. You have overcome it yourself. You have made your greatest misery your greatest ministry. You have accomplished that. So tell us about your business. Who is your ideal client? How do you help? I see transformational coach to help you dance with fear, which is truly amazing. I see March Force Media Company. Okay, tell us a little bit that.
Yeah, so I am here to serve in a variety of different capacities. So yes, I'm a transformational coach. I'm here to help you dance with fear. As a coach, I love to help my clients understand where fear is creeping up and how it's holding them back so they can break through and learn the tools and skills to cope and manage on their own. So I do one-on-one individual coaching with clients that are coming out of, or maybe they have been a couple years out of a relationship and they are finding themselves coming back to a similar pattern and they don't want to go down that same road. So what do they do? Maybe they're not sure how to leave. You know, maybe they're already still in it, but they're like, I know there's got to be something out there better. Which was a point that I got to as well, where I'm like, I'm so scared and I don't know what's on the other side, but God, it's got to be better than where I'm at right now. But I didn't know what that meant and I needed people to help guide me through it. So as a coach, that's one way that I serve. And then March 4th Media Company is all about creating new conversations. So on the Power to Pivot podcast, I interview entrepreneurs, creatives, musicians, those that have overcome fear in some way in their life and are sharing their story so other people recognize that they can overcome fear as well. When we do anything, be it start a business, write a book, write a song, almost anything, right? We are literally taking a piece of our soul and serving it on the platter for the world to see. And that's a really vulnerable thing. So I'm very passionate about sharing people's stories so other people don't feel alone in the world. They recognize that if this person can do it, I can do it too. We also offer March 4th, the magazine, which is a quarterly digital magazine. The focus of the magazine is to create new conversations for the world. And what I mean by that is we have thousands of years had the same conversations about major topics in the world. We're not getting anywhere. We're not getting to the heart of the problem. You know, we sit and we look online and we hear about things, fights in the world, religious discussions, racial conflicts. That's all based in fear. And it's time that we recreate and have new conversations to build a sense of community, to break down the barriers, to foster more love and understanding and compassion in the world, because it doesn't have to be the way it is right now. I firmly believe that we can create a much more loving, empowering world when we come together and do it together. But the only way that will happen is if we start to understand each other and not label and have, you know, it's not you versus me, it's us together going through this journey. So in the magazine, you'll read articles about that. We do a coach's corner. Hey mama, that's a little bit of advice. There are recipes. There's a feature. The first issue we did, it had an article about transformation in business and how we need to reshape the landscape of the business climate today. So it's opinion, a little bit of research, a little bit of everything. But that next issue comes out in May. And then March 4th Media is also here for promotional marketing support, business planning. If you are a light worker coming into wanting to use your gifts and talents to create that change in the world, but you're not sure how to do it, this is where we come in. We'll help you build your website. will help you get set up with your social media, help you create and craft your messages, find your niche, and walk you through the process to really put together a business that aligns with the work that you're doing and how you want to serve in the world.
That sounds like recipe for success.
I love what I do. One last component in the business coaching, the podcast platform is an amazing way for people to get their message out there. And so what I find with clients is they're scared to take that first step and get themselves on podcasts. And I remember the first time I was on a podcast interview, I was terrified. So I do offer, it's like a pre-interview, essentially. It's like a interview boot camp, you know, how to present yourself, how to craft your story. We get the nerves out. This way, when you go on to that first interview, you're ready and you can go in with confidence.
Thank you so much for doing that. It's really, I mean, it serves its purpose. Podcast coach for new guests, that's one of your services as well. It's really amazing. Business and digital marketing for light workers. These are the particular people you love to work with. That's pretty amazing. With the March Force magazine, with the Powered Pivot podcast, and of course, all the coaching, consulting, transformation, helping people dance with fear and all of that, that people can find on marchforcemediacompany.com. Yes. Amazing. Thank you, Elizabeth, for blessing us with your wisdom, your experience, your life, and for having spent 20 years so that we don't have to in narcissistic abuse. That's something.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Gemma. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have an amazing day.